You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with my good friend, Neil Freeman. Neil is a very good friend of the family. He's a good friend of the show, and he's a good friend of the University of Florida. So that means he's an all-around good guy. Neil, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Proud to be here.
All right, now, Neil, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about what you do, who you are, because I don't give the good intro as good as the guest. You know, it's really not about me here. It's about you. So fill people in about your historic firm and your new firm, too.
Okay, great. Well, Jim, we have a few different businesses. I've been in the mortgage finance business, commercial mortgages, mostly $5 to $50 million, and we've been doing that for about 30 years. We just merged that firm, Ares Capital, that division with a company called Conlon Capital in Chicago, and we're looking to expand and grow nationwide and do at least $1 billion a year in volume.
Wow. Well, we could sure use some good new stuff here in South Florida. We'll have to talk about that at dinner sometime after you come back from that luxurious Caribbean time off that you typically get. Where do you go when you go on that vacation?
I have a house and some rental properties, very luxurious, in Anguilla, which is the British West Indies, the British Caribbean. It's a beautiful place. Beautiful water, the best beaches, the best restaurants, and the nicest people in the Caribbean.
So it seems to me like people better be listening for when you give the contact information. Do you rent that place out?
I do.
See, I knew that. I knew that. Then my goal is to be able to rent that place out for a month. I'm going to do it. You wait and see. We're going to close a bunch of business, and you'll say, Jim, it's cheap. Instead of a commission, I'm giving you this. I'm going to, well, how about 50-50? Now, Neil, I know that you guys do a lot of urban rehab, that you do a lot of creative financing, that you're one of the leaders nationwide in new market tax financing. What is that?
So, Jim, one of the things that one of our businesses is new market tax credit and historic tax credits. And what that is are two different programs. New market tax credits is to create jobs and economic activity in low-income areas in the United States to bring up those areas where people can have jobs and improve their lives. Now, that could be hotels, it could be community centers, it could be hospitals, but there's government subsidies which help make the deals work. On historic tax credits, that's preserving historic buildings at least 50 years old that have historic significance. And we've done some very exciting deals, both on the finance side, as well as I own interest in some of those buildings.
Sounds to me like you got to open up your place here in Miami, because we could use both of those kind of financings down here. Now, Neil, we kind of teased this about some new ideas and creative financing. But before we do that, I want to ask you some other questions about what's going on and what's going to go on. You know, everybody touted for many, many years that there'd be a big maturity crunch happening, that a lot of the loans that a lot of commercial real estate was secured with would come to the market, that they'd have a problem getting those refinanced. And guys and ladies in the business were salivating. Where is all that?
Well, Jim, it really hasn't been a disaster.
Thank God.
Great question. So the market has absorbed most of those loans. There was a bubble in the market in 2006 and 2007, $250 to $300 billion per year in financing. In the last 3 years, the average has been just under $100 billion. And this year, the maturity isn't $250 billion. It's only about $100 billion. A lot of that has already been refinanced or reworked. And if it doesn't work under securitization, the CMBS market, there's a lot of private capital, hedge funds that we represent, bridge lenders, as well as banks, insurance companies, agency lending. So there's no shortage of capital. It has not been a big problem.
But is the capital kind of vanilla, or will it kind of get creative? Because I know that the entire world is seeking return. And with inflation starting to, I don't want to say bubble up, but certainly go positive in Europe, Asia, and the United States, you know, people forget that real estate is the natural hedge against inflation.
Real estate has been a good investment. And, you know, the yields on real estate are still 300 basis points or so over the Treasury yield. So a lot of funds, international funds, have been coming into the market.
Now, some of the lenders that you work with and represent, what are the types of properties that they're looking to invest in and or loan on? And let's just talk about South Florida in general. I don't want to get into anything specific project-wise, but what are you hearing about South Florida?
Well, South Florida in general has been a good market, a growth market. I think there's a little concern in part of the Miami markets on the condo side and hotel side that people are building to build. And, you know, with some of the questions on international travel, could be a little challenging over the next few years.
Well, they're developers. If they can get financing, they're going to build.
Builders will build, lenders will lend. You know, I had a client of mine who was a developer, and one day he said, real estate developers are like serial killers. Every night they come home and they take their wife's lipstick and they go to the mirror and they say, please stop me.
You know, I wake up every morning and I look in the mirror and I go, I'm finding a new deal today and I'm going to close it tomorrow. That's my little dream. And, you know, and I am supported by my beautiful wife who never lets me down.
As am I.
Yeah, she's, you know, that's, you know, let's talk about that for a minute. You
okay,
know, because
great.
The real estate business is kind of tough, but, you know, you've really shown me a different side of a hardcore real estate investor. You've gotten involved with the University of Florida. You've taken a real active role. I want to thank you for that sponsorship.
My pleasure.
But the most important thing you did was you put your money where your mouth was and you took one of the students on board. Tell me a little bit about how the students from the University of Florida have impacted your business.
Students at the University of Florida have been great. There's a lot of great local people from Florida, and there's a lot of great international students who have come from places like India and China, and they're very energetic and enthusiastic. And as you get older, you need young people around to find out how they think and to keep you young. And
what motivated you to get involved with the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies? Look at me, I'm pivoting to my really personal issue, but I love this. We've got the big, just to say, the UF has a big Turnagain Strategies Conference. It's coming up at the end of February, the end of this month. So go to the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies website. You can get great information there. They'll help you out. You can call me at 305-773-6300. I'll help you out. But Neil, why did you get involved? Because you've been involved now for a couple of years and you've become really active. You've gone from zero to 60 on this.
Well, first of all, the Trends Conference you mentioned, Real Estate Trends Conference by the University of Florida, February 23rd and 24th in Orlando, is going to be a great event. I'll be there. You'll be there. Love to meet people.
500 people will be there. I make a lot of good contacts there. It's fabulous.
Yeah. You know, I went undergrad to the University of Florida. I got a great education. It was very affordable. I was an accounting major, but I took all the real estate courses. They didn't have a real estate center. And I've gone into real estate, and it's a time to give back, to go to the campus and give presentations to students and mentor students. As you mentioned, we hired a graduate last year, Brandon Purdick, who's doing great. It's a great organization.
Well, stick with us. We're going to come back. We got another segment here with Neil. We're going to talk about some of the creative ideas he's heard at the conferences. And that he's. Nah, don't worry about that, Neil.
Sorry.
I can still hear out of the other.
That's
all right. We love you, man. Listen, we'll be right back. We're going to have some great information that you'll be able to use tomorrow to help you make more money. So stick with us here on Freedom Business. Wanda, take it away. Rock me, babe.
Oh, with the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself.